That is Bob Marley and the Wailers from the album Catch a Fire, Concrete Jungle. And boy, is it ever a great tune. The backing vocals throughout the verses is really wonderful. Such wordplay and such melody play. I've actually sung the song and it's very difficult. It's exceedingly difficult to get that part right. And I just don't know how they did it. It's a wonder. We've got music from Big Sugar coming up. And before Bob Marley and the Wailers, we heard the Ohio Players with Fire. I was in the car the other day and we decided to play a game and someone would have to pick an element and play a song. So obviously that one was chosen for sure. Big Sugar coming up with Better Get Used to It. I love this song. And Gordy Johnson actually put a tribute together for his late great friend Gary Lowe, which took place at the Danforth Music Hall. I believe it was 2019. And I got to sing the song with the band and it was wonderful. Here's Better Get Used to It from the album Heated, released in 1998 by this band, Big Sugar.
Yeah. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That was Black and Thunder by the Paper Kites from Australia. They are from Melbourne. Met them at the Edmonton Folk Festival, and they are such wonderful people. Got to see them at the Danforth Music Hall not too long ago. They invited me out to the show. They just released a record this past year called At the Roadhouse, and it's been getting some great, great attention. The show was fantastic. Music coming up on the show from one of my great friends, Jay Bennett. He's joined by Ed Birch, and they put a record together a few years back called The Palace at 4 a.m. Part 1. I released it on my label, Bent Penny Records, back in the day, and it was released in 2002. So Jay and I go way back. He produced Dagger Crossing's second record, which was my band, and the record was called Last Summer When We Were Famous. We had a good chuckle about that. He used to come over, and we used to listen to tunes all the time and talk about music, and he really helped me produce what I've been able to produce ever since. One of the best pieces of advice I think he ever gave me was that go ahead and try to sound like someone else. You're never going to be able to do it. And I loved that. Just got paid from 1972's Rio Grande Mud. We got ZZ Top on the show. And right here, right now, we got July Talk from the album July Talk. Here's a track called Guns and Ammunition, which was released in 2012. This is Toronto-based July Talk on the Jukebox.
My guns and ammunition do very different things. If you're looking for tradition, I'm castling my king. When I think about you, my whole world falls in.
Full of change. Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
We'll be right back.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
The sounds of spring, but in the depths of winter. This is Bird Note. You associate most birds' songs with spring and early summer if you live in a temperate climate. Birds like the song sparrow and the northern cardinal. But quite a few birds that don't migrate will keep singing, even just a little bit, right through the coldest time of the year. These winter singers are mostly asserting ownership of feeding territories, the same patches of habitat they fought for with much more intense bouts of singing earlier in the fall. Meanwhile, as early as late January, some resident birds are beginning their spring singing, especially in the southern states, like this northern mockingbird. Even as far north as British Columbia, Pacific wrens are singing in earnest by mid-February. So the singing season never entirely stops. When you step outside on a particularly sunny day this winter, even visitors from the far north, like this fox sparrow, may be warming up for the coming spring. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
This is Intergalactic Warp Terminal 222. You read. Hello. Is anybody out there? This is Lime Milk speaking, and you are tuned into the Intergalactic Warp Terminal 222. Stand by. We are commencing broadcast.